Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. New unemployment numbers have been released for Northwest Georgia and the Chattanooga region, showing Dade County continuing to post one of the lowest jobless rates in the area. According to the latest labor force data, Dade County recorded an unemployment rate of 3.2%. Across the region, Walker County at 3.4, Catoosa County at 3 even, Whitfield County at 4 even, Chautauqua County reporting the highest rate at 4.7%. Other nearby counties, including Gordon County at 3.1%, Murray County at 3.9, Floyd County at 3.3, and Bartow County at 3.2%. State labor officials say the numbers reflect continued stability and regional workforce, despite ongoing concerns about inflation, interest rates, and slowing economic growth in some sectors. Economic development leaders across Northwest Georgia continue to cite strong manufacturing, logistics, construction, and healthcare employment as major drivers of regional job growth. In Jackson County, a jury has found a Scottsboro man guilty of murder in connection with the deadly Easter 2024 shooting. According to the Scottsboro PD, 44-year-old Lazaro Dwayne Fennell was convicted in the shooting death of 31-year-old Duante Jared Johnson. Police say after what was described as an extensive investigation, a Jackson County grand jury did indict Fennell on murder charges. The case went to trial on Tuesday the 19th, following 5 days of testimony and evidence presented by witnesses and the Jackson County District Attorney's Office. Jurors deliberated for about an hour before returning the guilty verdict. Scottsboro police say sentencing for Fennell will be handled through the Jackson County Circuit Court at a later time. In a statement following the verdict, the Scottsboro PD thanked investigators, officers, court personnel, jurors, and the Jackson County District Attorney's Office for their professionalism and dedication throughout the judicial process. In Walker County, drivers traveling through downtown Lafayette this weekend should expect several road closures as the annual Honeybee Festival gets underway. According to the City of Lafayette Police Department, North Main Street and several side streets between the Food City parking lot and West Main Street will close beginning at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Officials say the closures are expected to remain in place until 8 a.m. on Sunday. Motorists traveling through the area are encouraged to use Cherokee Street and Duke Street as alternate routes during the closure period. Additional closures are also planned for Saturday evening starting at 4. Cherokee Street will close from the Food City parking lot entrance to Simmons Street through midnight. Culbertson Street will also close from Cherokee to Oak Streets during the same time frame. Police are encouraging drivers to plan ahead, expect heavier than normal traffic in the downtown area, and use alternate routes while attending or traveling through the Honeybee Festival area. Festival organizers say thousands of visitors from all across the Southeast are expected to visit Lafayette for a weekend of music, food, shopping, entertainment, and community celebration. This year's festival includes nationally known acts like the band Perry and Shane Prophet. Channing Wilson will be there too, along with vendors, family activities, and live entertainment throughout the day and night. Well, yesterday afternoon was a good day for the Braves, that's for sure. Rolling past the Red Sox 10-2 at Fenway Park, taking that series. The Braves exploded offensively, 11 hits on the afternoon, pulled away with a big sixth inning as the Braves improved to 38-19 on the season. With that win, Atlanta now goes into a weekend series against the Cincinnati Reds. We'll crank it up at 5:25 for you this evening with the leadoff show and, of course, the first pitch at 6:40 tonight. Games on Saturday and Sunday at 6 p.m. and 12:25, respectively. And you won't want to miss the Cracker Barrel 400 live from the Nashville Super Speedway on the Performance Racing Network. We'll have that for you 6 o'clock Sunday evening right after the Braves game here on Classic Hits KWIN. At your KWIN News Update, stay up to date anytime from DiscoverDade.com and throughout the day right here on your home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR 101.3, 106.1, 104.3 FM, and AM 1420 Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.